Hello, hello, everyone. It's your friend Charmaine, your podcast on all things mental health awareness, and depression, and Christianity, and all the things that surround that. If you're new here, my name is Charmaine again, and I am a Christian who grew up in a Christian home, who suffered from severe depression for decades, and who walked away from Christianity and Christ and everything that had anything to do with it, but then walked back with all my heart. And well, when I walked back, it wasn't with all my heart, but I walked back and ended up giving my heart to the Lord. And he just took me on this journey out of my depression. So my goal is to share everything with you and your loved ones who may be suffering, and we can just be on this journey together. I like to share what the Lord shows me and hear tips and everything too from others. So I just wanted to check in because I'm ashamed to say that just a couple of days ago, I remembered we are towards the end of Mental Health Awareness Month. I had forgotten that it was actually Mental Health Awareness Month. So, silly me. So, I just hop on here. I have to do a check with myself. So, I was like, let's just all do a mental health check-in to see how we're doing and to go over some things because I've learned there are a lot of things the Lord has been teaching me, and I've done reading and everything too to find out all these things I could do to actually impact positively my mental health, right? There are things that we can do that will positively affect our mental health. So let's just do a wellness check and see how many we can check off our list. And then those that we can't check off, we can see if we can put them on our list some kind of way. So one thing, I'm going to go over maybe 10 or 11 things, see what I can check off myself. So the first thing on my list is exercise, regular exercise. Are you exercising, or am I exercising? Are we exercising at least 30 minutes a day, or most days, at least for 30 minutes most days of the week? I can maybe give myself a half a check mark for that. I used to be so much better. I have to be honest. Before COVID, I was so good because every day when I was at work, I would eat my lunch before it was lunchtime, like in between the things that I was doing, all my tasks. And then during my lunchtime, my 45 minutes, I would take a long walk, like the entire 45 minutes. I did that basically every day. There were very few days that I missed, unless it was like really raining outside or something. So, but then after COVID, we couldn't eat at our desk anymore. Oh, by the way, I am a nurse, and we couldn't eat at our desk anymore. So by the time lunch came, I was starving. And so I had to use my lunch to eat. Imagine that. So I'm not getting out as much as I should. So I am trying to do better with that. And how about you? Are you getting 30 minutes of exercise a day? Just, I mean, at least 3 to 4 days a week, just walking or working in the yard or just doing something active, you know? The second one, how about eating a balanced diet? Okay, I can give myself a check on this some days, and a lot of the days I can't. So I try to do good, but I could actually definitely eat more fruits and veggies and lean proteins. Whole grains are good, and they say that the foods that really can really help with your mental health also are the foods that are rich in omega-3 fatty acids, like salmon or walnuts. Those are both really good to boost your mental health. The third thing is getting enough sleep. They say 7 to 9 hours a night is really good for your mental health. So I don't know about you. I don't know how many of you can check that off. I cannot check that off. I do not sleep 7 to 9 hours, and I go to bed early. So I'm working on that. I don't really know exactly what it is, but the things that I've read is said, have a routine bedtime, which I do, and be consistent with that bedtime. Like, of course, routine means it's consistent, but yeah, just make sure that that's what you're doing all the time, and that if it's, if you fall off, it's just a one-off more than it's you're not really doing it. And it's supposed to reset your body's internal clock. And I don't know. When being a nurse, there were years that I had to do night shift where I worked, and it was 12-hour nights. So I worked 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. And it wasn't the same nights all the time. It was, 3 nights a week and every other weekend off and all that kind of stuff. And I think that's what really kind of threw my schedule off. And some of you may be, are you guys working like these swing shifts and all these different shifts? Anything that's out of the norm of waking up and, when the sun is up and then, waking up and being up during the hours the sun is up and actually winding down and being able to go to bed when the sun is down. Anything that is different from that, you may not, you may have some disruption of sleep. But if you work those hours and you're still able to do 7 to 9 hours, I would love to hear how you do 7 to 9 hours a night. I would love to hear anything you have to say about how to do that, because I'm still trying to accomplish that. Moving right along. Number four is connect with loved ones. I love this one. Everything I study about depression and anxiety and how to take care of your mental health talks about connecting with people that you love and that you love being with, maintaining strong relationships. I had a cousin. Well, I have a cousin. She's still alive. A cousin that used to say, make deposits in friendships. And I always loved that because it put the ownership also on you. Like sometimes when we're depressed, because when I was depressed, I would be in my room a lot by myself. When I wasn't working, I'd be in my room with the doors closed and the drapes drawn. That's when it got really, really bad. And I just, I was just thinking the enemy was in my head saying, nobody likes you, nobody wants to be with you, stuff like that. That's what happens to a lot of people sometimes. And when you make deposits in friendships, it puts the ownership on you and just say, you know what, let me get up and let me do something to like plan a meetup or call a friend just to say hi or plan a dinner at my house or something like that to just get out of the room or get out of your head thinking nobody likes you or anything. It also, they say when you connect with loved ones, it reduces feelings of loneliness and isolation, which is exactly what it does for me when I know I'm getting into that isolation mode. I mean, do you guys ever get into that mode where you just don't want to be or see, want to be with or see anyone? And I know sometimes we're just tired from the work week. And that's what, you want to do that. But if you're doing that more than you're actually being with people, then there could be a problem, and you want to kind of get in there and break that cycle. Make time for regular conversations and actions with your friends and family, Number five is practice gratitude. I used to hear this and think, really? But it has been studied that people who practice gratitude or keep a gratitude journal and think about what they're grateful for on a regular basis, on a daily basis, and write it down. Actually live more lives of being so more satisfied and happier than people who don't. So it says, they say it boosts your mood and your overall life outlook. I actually took an online depression recovery program. So this is by a doctor named Neil Netley, who's actually an internist, but he did all these studies on depression and how it affects the body. And he ended up starting this whole program. I don't know how long it's been in effect, but it's given at a lifestyle center in Northern California or somewhere around there. And I always wanted to go to the, because they have it in person. And I don't know if they had the online program before COVID, but I know that after COVID, I found that they had an online program. So I took it, and it was actually very, very good. And one of the things that all the participants got in the mail was a gratitude journal. And he really talked about how gratitude, the studies have really shown that when we have gratitude and we dwell upon the things that we're thankful for, it really does affect our mood in a positive way, and it affects our mental health in a positive way. Okay. My sixth thing on my list is seek professional help. This just makes me always think of, now that I've done it, and I'm so glad I did, and I still kind of keep my foot in there. It just makes me always think of when you're on a plane and, you know, the flight attendants tell you if you have to use these oxygen masks that come down, you're going to put your mask on first before you try to help anybody else. And you got to help yourself. You know, a lot of times we as people, especially women, no shade to you men out there, but us women, we think we have to do it all, do all the things all the time for everybody. And then we have nothing for ourselves. We can't even address our mental health because we don't even address the fact that something is not right. And so when you seek professional help, because I had never really done it before. And when I started to do it on a regular basis, it really helped, because I love how it brings out things that you really think you've thought of everything, but it brings out things that you never would have thought of, things that either have happened to you or have been said to you or that you've said, or things that you never would have thought would be a reason or a trigger for some of your thinking. And when you start exploring that and doing your homework and really looking into things, it's really helpful. So you need a partial person. I, of course, suggest you get, you know, someone who's a good fit, who has your same belief system. But yeah, once you find a good person, it goes a long way to really help with your mental health. Number seven, I'm at number seven, is making SMART goals or realistic, measurable goals. If you don't know what a SMART goal is, it's a goal that's specific, that's measurable, that's achievable, relevant, and that is time bound. So you don't make these goals and then look at them 5 years from now, unless it's a 5-year goal. You know, you make goals that have time on them, and you don't make, and you take big, big goals, a lot of your big goals, and put them into smaller chunks where they're more achievable as you get to the end of it, you know, the end of that bigger goal. And then you just feel better about yourself. And that impacts your mental health. When you're, one of the things, I don't know about you, but one of the things that when I suffer from depression, was that I kept feeling like such a failure. I felt like everything I did, if it didn't work out like it, I thought it was supposed to, or the way, I mean, it was even little things for me. If I was like, got something in the mail and I had to put it together and I made a mistake or something went wrong, I would just beat myself up like, oh, you're so stupid. You just, all of this stuff. And when you accomplish things, you just have so much more, I guess, confidence in yourself, and your mental health, it just is fed when you accomplish things. And then you actually, as you get healing, you actually realize you're not failing when something doesn't go right or something doesn't go the way you want it to. It's just, it didn't work out. And then you get up and you try it either that way again, or you try another way to do it. It's like, I think it was Thomas Edison that said, I didn't, something about how many times he tried with the light bulb, and he said, well, I didn't fail this many times. I just found always found a different way to make it, or something like that, where it was really clear that don't let things that don't work out keep you from doing, keep moving forward. Okay. And then let's see how many, I mean, so far we're at number seven. How many have you been able to check off? I think I've been able to check off one, two, three, maybe four. I think the first two I could do a lot better with. So maybe five. So number eight, that was number seven. Number eight, take breaks and rest. So I love this one because sometimes I always think about work, and not just work, actually, even at home when we're in our chores and stuff and doing our projects, when I'm even doing my blog and my videos and things. Sometimes we'll get into something and then you look up, you start early in the morning and you look up and it's been 5 or 6 hours. You haven't done anything else but that. You haven't gotten up and walked around. You haven't drank any water. You haven't sometimes even gone to the bathroom. And that's really not good. We need to get up and get refreshed, get some fresh air. Move around, get your blood flowing. That even gets your mind flowing. And it has been proven that that really positively impacts your mental health and helps, stabilize your mental well-being. So make sure when you're at work or whatever you're doing that you step away for a little bit, stretch, take a short walk, or just, refresh your mind. I actually did that today at work. I just got up and I was just, I looked up and it had been literally like 4 hours. No, it was more like five. And I was like, I have to get up and get out of here. And I walked outside and it was a beautiful day. So I just went out, got some fresh air, took a little walk because I had to go give somebody something, and then went back. And it just makes a big, big difference. Take some deep breaths and stuff before you get back to it. Okay, number nine, engage in hobbies. I love this one because a lot of times we're doing our projects and things and our work or our blogs or our vlogs and all that kind of stuff. Those kind of things, I think, used to be hobbies, but nowadays that's like work. I love it. I love doing this. But it's a second job to me because I have a full-time gig, and so it's work. So if you have a hobby, like is there something you like to do or you used to like to do that you can pull out, like drawing or I don't know, horseback riding, bicycling, or painting? I remember a few years ago, well, this was a long time ago, but I was a nurse and I was working with this other nurse that used to cross stitch, and I really liked her projects, her finished products. So she taught me how to do it. And oh my goodness, for a few years after that, all I did was it was so insane. I got so into cross stitch, something that I would never thought I would do. I was all into going to the stores and getting all my little threads and stuff and learning all the different techniques and buying all the cute little boxes and the right scissors. And I was making projects for all my little nieces and nephews that were being born. It was insane, but it was so calming for me. And I could do it like on a plane, go to the park and just do it. And that was actually during the time when my depression was starting to get very, very bad. Anyway, it was during that time when it started to take a nosedive. And but they say that engaging in hobbies have been found to have, let people relax and de-stress. You get, and that just feeds your mental health in a positive way. So find something you like to do and do it. Is there something you like to do? Is there a hobby that you know you have, but you just haven't picked it up because you've been so busy working? I mean, work has been crazy for a lot of us lately. So we have to stop and just make ourselves do certain things to take care of ourselves. Okay, so that was number nine. So the last one, number 10, is staying hydrated. I don't think I cannot check this one off because they say you should drink at least 8 glasses of water a day, and that actually maintains your energy level. So, which explains a lot because I'm always tired. But I probably drink 4 to 6, so I could do better. And when, like I was saying earlier, when we're working so much and we look up and it's 5 or 6 hours later and we haven't even gotten up from our desk or from our computer, and we're not drinking water because I don't have the water right there. So that'd be a good thing. Put the water right there if you're not doing that. So I don't know if you can check that off. I can't because it's certainly not 8, but I'm trying to get there. So, and I have a bonus one actually, because I like this one. I was doing some reading, and another thing that impacts your mental health positively is laughing. And it says that we should all laugh more. It's, like hang out with, watch a movie that makes you laugh. Or, yeah, one of my favorite movies is Home Alone. I watch that thing and laugh as if I have never seen it before. It's really the strangest thing. And I watched it when it first came out. I can't remember if I was in the theater or not, but I still watch that and laugh as if I have never seen it before. So watch a movie or just hang out with some friends that make you laugh. You make each other laugh. And that's just so, that feeds your mental health in such a positive way. And so I wanted to read you a couple of verses in the Bible to also kind of cap this off and just give you some reminders of how much God cares about our whole well-being, which starts with our mental health. Because when our mental health is dampened in any way, it affects everything else that we do and affects our whole body. So, 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." And then Isaiah 26, I'm sorry, I can't even read my own writing. I didn't write the verse, but it says, "You will keep him," and when they say you, they're meaning God, "will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." So when we keep our minds on God, he keeps us, he'll keep us in peace. And we'll when you trust in him. And the more we think about the Lord, the more his Holy Spirit can come in and cause us to trust more in him. And that's one I have to say that every day I'm trying to check out that off more, to trust him more. I just have to choose every day to trust him more. Another one is Philippians 4, 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, at that gratitude again, present your requests to God. So that's it for me. I just wanted to jump on here since I didn't want the Mental Health Awareness Month to go without me checking in with you. And just wanted to say, let's, you know, stay on this journey together. If you find value in this content, please share it with others who you think will enjoy it or who find value and want to come and hang out with us. And if let me know in the comments what you're doing, how many you were able to check off. I'm going to say I checked off. There was 11 because of the bonus one, laughter. So I'm going to give myself that because I do like to laugh with my friends and stay hydrated. So I'm going to say I checked off maybe 7 out of 11. So how many were you able to check off? And if you have some others, of course, this is not an exhaustive list. So if you have some other suggestions for how to positively impact your mental well-being, leave that in the comments. All right, you guys, take care of yourselves and take care of your mental health. And I will talk to you again soon. Bye.